Barrett Kohler Publishers presents The Secret of Culture Change, How to Build Authentic Stories That Transform Your Organization. Written by J.B. Barney, Manuel Amorin, and Carlos Julio. Narrated by Caroline Miller. Preface. Everyone we know who has tried to change their organization's strategies sooner or later runs into the same problem. To realize the full potential of these new strategies, they usually must also change their organization's culture. This is true no matter where you work, in an established for-profit firm, in an entrepreneurial firm, in a not-for-profit organization, or even in a government agency. Typically, your current culture enables the implementation of your old strategies. It follows that if you are changing these old strategies, it is very likely that you will need to also change your old culture. But what if you don't change your old culture when you are implementing your new strategies? As Peter Drucker was alleged to have said, when your old culture and new strategies are not aligned, then culture eats strategy for breakfast. So, great, you get it. To fully implement new strategies, you often need to change your organization's culture. But how do you change your old culture? While much has been written about culture change, we have found much of it to be distant from the actual practice of culture change. By this, we aren't suggesting that prior work on culture change is without merit. Indeed, in this book, we draw on many principles of culture change articulated in this prior work. But we were looking for a more hands-on, practical approach that managers in any kind of organization and at any level in an organization could use to change their culture. And so we decided to ask managers how they went about changing their culture. And what they told us was surprising. Most successful culture change efforts began when a business leader built a story. Leaders built these stories by engaging in activities that clearly broke with the firm's cultural past while providing a path to its cultural future. Moreover, these activities were authentic, starred the business leader in question, appealed to employees' hearts and heads, were often very theatrical, and led others in the organization to build their own stories. This audiobook shares 38 of these stories, culled from over 150 we collected from interviews with a large sample of business leaders. It also tells you how you can build your own stories to begin your own culture change process, as well as why and when this approach to culture change will work. We have seen these ideas applied in all kinds of firms, from global Fortune 500 companies to very small entrepreneurial firms, fast-growing technology companies, not-for-profit organizations, institutes of higher education, government agencies, and so forth. We have also seen these ideas applied at all levels in an organization, by CEOs, by functional vice presidents, by division general managers, by plant or office managers, by first-line supervisors, and by hourly workers with each other. However, this audiobook does not give you a list of stories you can tell to motivate culture change in your company. This is an audiobook on story building, not storytelling, so you must build your own stories to change your own culture. We describe what attributes these stories need to have to be successful, but we cannot tell you what the contents of these stories will be. That is up to you to create, although the numerous examples presented in this audiobook will probably give you some ideas about the kinds of stories you might be able to build. As you start building stories to change your organizational cultures, we'd love to hear from you about your experiences. What worked? What didn't work? What would you not change about this process? What would you change? You can share the stories you build to change your organizational culture on our website, culturechangesecret.com. We hope that this website will be a source for furthering our collective knowledge about story building and culture change. So, good listening and good luck in your own efforts to create the kind of culture that will enable you and all with whom you work to realize your and their full potential. J.B. Barney, Park City, Utah, USA. Manuel Amorim, Orlando, Florida, USA. Carlos Julio, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Dedication. This audiobook is dedicated to the many business leaders we interviewed who shared with us their culture-changing experiences. The names and backgrounds of those with stories in the audiobook are presented here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?